Welcome to Conscious Millionaire Podcast, show number 842. Today, good friend of mine, one of the best marketers on the planet, Perry Marshall.
Hi, this is Perry Marshall, author of 80/20 Sales and Marketing. And on today's show, you're going to hear my secret for niching your coaching business so that you can reach $1 million revenue.
This is Conscious Millionaire, the podcast for you, the conscious entrepreneur who wants to make a positive impact by building a profitable business every Monday through Friday with your host, business coach, marketing expert, and best-selling author, JV Crum III. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at JV Crum to receive free training and gifts from our guests.
Hello, this is your coach, JV Crum III, and welcome to you from wherever you're listening. This is the show for you, the business coach or consultant who wants to step up your game, make a bigger difference, and create your first million. Thank you for joining me today because we have another great show for you filled with actionable coaching and advice that you can start using today. You're listening to Conscious Millionaire, the syndicated radio show and podcast heard by 12 million listeners in 190 countries. We're proud that Inc. magazine named us as one of the top 13 business shows for you to listen to in 2017. And a big shout out to our listeners and friends in Boulder, Colorado, and Firth, Nebraska. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned. In fact, you're probably going to want to take some notes today because our guest is an expert in pay-per-click marketing, and we'll be discussing how you can niche your coaching business to reach $1 million. And a reminder that later in the show, our guest will be revealing his three golden nuggets to grow your business coaching or consulting practice, and he has an amazing business building gift for you. Now, help me welcome our featured guest. He's one of the world's most expensive and sought-after business consultants. Clients seek his ability to integrate engineering, sales, art, and psychology, and he's launched two movements in modern marketing. His Google AdWords book laid the foundations for a $100 billion pay-per-click industry, and the techniques he's pioneered are standard best practices. He also wrote the world's best-selling book on web advertising, Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords, and he's the author of 80/20 Sales and Marketing. My guest today, Perry Marshall. Perry, welcome to the show.
JV, thanks for having me on. I love seeing what you're doing with your life and your business lately and your travels and firing your doctor and all that stuff. And really looking forward to having a great show with you today. We're going to laser in on some stuff that most people have not heard before. So
yeah, and this is really going to help you grow your business coaching and consulting business and a kind of a different angle and a really valuable show. Perry's been on before. I want to highly recommend you go to consciousmillionaireshow.com and it's podcast number 700 on how to build an evolutionary business. That is an amazing, amazing show if you really want to dig down into what does it mean to be a conscious business coach or consultant. Well, Perry, let's start out with why is niching needing a new, fresh look? Because people talk about niching and you get lots of articles out there, but most people are actually pretty lousy at it. And, yeah. And they actually don't do a good job. And I think most of what we hear is just the same stuff over and over. We're going to give you a fresh look at niching and why it's critical as you grow from, let's say you're at or near six figures and you want to get to seven figures. You're going to go through some stages. Niching is critical for that. So what's a fresh look on what niching really is and why it's powerful in growing your business?
So JV, I think that most coaches are people pleasers, probably maybe necessary, you know, to be a good coach, but you know, that causes us to want to be all things to all people. And I want to tell you a few stories about what I'm going to, well, so let me back rewind almost 15 years when I was just earning my reputation as a marketer. And this is really illustrative of what anybody needs to be doing. You want to be applying the same principles. And so, you know, I was a nobody except in a tiny little industrial automation niche where I had built a career. But to the marketers, I was just a complete nobody. And I had this little consulting business, and I was selling some business to business, industrial kind of marketing products, and kind of trying to make a name in that. Google started selling their AdWords program, and I got invited to a seminar to speak on Google AdWords. And all of a sudden, like, everything just lurched forward. And you have to realize, like, this is the very early days of AdWords. Nobody really knew what it was. Probably most people weren't even using Google yet at that time. They were using AltaVista or Yahoo or whatever. And so, you know, this was a very different time. But I started doing Google AdWords, and I became known for it. And what I did, one of the smartest things that I ever did in my life was, you know, I had a lot of skills, and I do have a lot of skills, and I could talk to people about all kinds of things. I mean, I could have been talking to them about infomercials if they wanted to be talking about infomercials. But I said, you know what? I am going to drive that Google AdWords stake in the ground, and I'm going to pound it and pound it and pound it until when somebody says Google AdWords, the first person anybody's going to think of is Perry Marshall. And I'm actually going to pigeonhole myself to where, oh, you're the Google AdWords guy. Oh, you're the Google AdWords guy. And I just relentlessly hammered on that for probably 5 to 7 years. I just bang, 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 you know, and it wasn't just doing it in the marketing seminars and the keywords and stuff like that. I sought out a book publisher. I kind of gave them part of my book business, really, so that I would get longevity. So I was trading short-term cash for long-term longevity and street cred. And eventually I just kind of got pigeonholed as the AdWords guy. And, you know, most people, they would get bored with it. They would think, well, I do so many other things. Like, why would you just want to pigeonhole me? But here's the thing.
So you're saying other people might have taken a different approach because they'd go, and you know, I do so much on LinkedIn these days. And Perry, what you're really saying, I go to lots of LinkedIn profiles because I want to contact people and I want to read their profile. And I would say 80% of profiles on LinkedIn are doing this wrong. They will list, I'm not joking, folks, 15 different things they're good at, to which I and any other person will come to a conclusion they actually have no focus.
Right. Which may not be the case, but right. Really, like people can only remember like one thing, okay? They can't remember 15 things about you. They can remember one thing about you. And so absolutely one of the smartest things I did, especially when I was on that, you know, that ascent to $2 million. Okay. I mean, this is how I got to $1 million. This is how I did it was I became super focused on this one thing where nobody else had really established themselves as an expert. And that's the other thing. And I want to teach you something. This is very, very important. And it's called the STAR principle. So to give you a little background on this, I read this book. It was called The STAR Principle by Richard Koch. And when I read the book, I said, oh my word, this describes every successful thing that I've ever done, except it describes it with more simplicity than I ever understood it before, which that's a big epiphany, right? Where you kind of distill things down. So let me explain Richard Koch. Okay, so Richard is a good friend of mine. He lives in Portugal, and he wrote the book, The 80-20 Principle, which sold 1 million copies. It's 20 years old. Richard, 26, 28 years ago, was worth $4 million. Now he's worth over $400 million. He's a private equity investor. And his book, The STAR Principle, is about the strategy that he uses to pick winners to invest in. Now, Richard explains that the strategy for picking investment winners is the same strategy for picking markets, for picking niches, for going into products, for even getting a job. I mean, let's say that your son or daughter is just getting out of school and they're going to go start a career. They should get a job in a star business. Okay. They should get a job in the exact kind of business that Richard would invest in. Now, how does a guy go from 4 million to 400 million in 25 years? Well, you follow the star principle, and here's what the star principle says. It says that 80 to 90% of the profit and growth that is ever made is made in star businesses. And a star business is a business that is number one in a market that's growing 10% or more.
So I want to interrupt here to bring this home. So you're listening today and you're kind of going, okay, what does this apply to me? Well, that's exactly the point we're at. You are a business coach and consultant. You've got to choose that one thing you're going to be an expert at. And you've got to be an expert in an area that nobody else has really claimed that expertise. Mm-hmm. And the third thing I just heard, and that area is growing at least 10% or more.
That's right. That's right. And so now this is kind of delicate, okay? Because you want something that's growing and that you know is growing. You can see that it's growing. But on the other hand, it hasn't grown so big that other people have already claimed it and other people already have that preeminent position in the marketplace. So like the first soft drink that we think of as soft drinks was Coke, 1886 or something, right? Pepsi came along, I don't know, like 20 years later. You realize Pepsi has been trying to get past number two. They've been trying for as long as all of us can remember, they've been trying to do it and they can't do it. And they won't unless Coke just screws up and gives it to them. Now here's an interesting thing about this. In the Middle East, because of historical reasons, World War I, World War II, Pepsi got to the Middle East first. Pepsi is still number one in the Middle East, and Coke has not been able to pass up Pepsi in the Middle East. Okay. And if you go to Lebanon or Beirut or Dubai or somewhere, you'll see that. Well, this is the principle that the first to establish a market awareness in a market now owns some brain cells in hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people's head, however big that market is.
Or millions of people.
Or millions. This is very scalable. This advice.
I'm saying millions because you're a business coach or consulting listening today. It is not far-fetched that you can become number one in a million people's minds, especially with all the marketing and internet and social media and everything that we have. But the problem, you know, this is very critical because it's also something I work with on every client. What's that one big impact vision that you have? And what's that one niche market you want to work with? And I tell people, you cannot build what you want to build until you decide that. You must decide that. That's a core to your business.
That's right. And it's also true. So let's take that a step further. It's also true of a lemonade stand.
I know that example. Let's go with it. I love it.
Okay. So it's or if you're in an industry and there's only 100, let's say you're B2B, like I sold industrial automation equipment. Let's say you're in an industry where there's only 300 companies that could ever possibly buy your product. That's a pretty small market, right? Although they might be million-dollar industrial presses, I suppose, right? It could be a lot of money. But the point is whether it's a small market, a big market, a small number of people.
Well, Perry, this is really ironic because I had a regional trucking line. That's how I started out. And there were no more than 20 people in our niche who could buy our service. But
yes,
we established ourselves, and for 18 years, initially, we're just losing crazy money. But we established ourselves as the number one person initially, and we maintained number one position for 18 years and then was able to sell the business because we were the number one in a niche player. Only had 20 players, but we were number one because when we built a relationship with someone, they never left because we gave them what they wanted.
Yes. And so once you're number one, and that's a look, that's a tricky thing. There's missionary work. You're a pioneer. You could come back with arrows in your back, but you go out there and do it and you make yourself number one in that market. And once you've got that established, your life is five times easier than being number four or number five or number six or any of those other positions. The truth is, the number one player will make as much money as all the other guys put together. And people don't know this. And you need to define yourself narrowly enough. Okay. And so let me tell you a niching story from my own past. This actually goes before Google AdWords. It's kind of how I learned the pattern. So I'm in this tiny little industry, kind of like your trucking thing. Okay. And I'm writing these articles about these really obscure topics of industrial data networks. Okay. Really boring stuff to most people. But I'm writing these articles and I get this call from a publisher who owns a magazine, and the guy's seen some of my magazine articles and he goes, "Hey, I'm in the book publishing arm. Would you like to write a book about industrial Ethernet?" And I'm like, industrial Ethernet? Like, how about a book on this other network that I know? I don't really know Ethernet. He goes, "Well, no, the market wants an Ethernet book. And we like your writing. So if you want it, you got it." And I remember like, should I, shouldn't I? And I kind of started channeling my marketing gurus that I was listening to. I'm like, I'll take it. Okay, I'll do it. I ended up having to do 6 months of research just so I could write this book. Okay. Well, it was the first industrial Ethernet book. Okay. Okay. So that was like two lifetimes ago for me.
Right.
That was 15 years ago.
And you're still, you're still the guy.
That book just came out in third edition a couple months ago. And my co-author did 99% of the work. Okay. But it's still out there and it's still selling. And maybe later we can circle around. I actually use that to leapfrog to something else. But you have to, like, before you can make that arc of the diver, you have to have a diving board and you have to place to start. And I think everybody can appreciate how narrow industrial Ethernet is. I mean, that is like a sliver of a sliver, but this is so important. Like, and there's all these people like, "Oh, you know, I'll teach you how to be wealthy, or I teach you how to make your business more profitable." Oh, get in friggin' line. Like, there's 9,500 people that are already doing that. You're never going to make any money.
And Perry, we're going to go to break in just a moment here, but I'll add, because you've listened to my show perhaps for a long time, And what you don't know is that I have at this point about 3 to 4 applicants for every person who's on the show. So I have to do a lot of ferreting out. And you know, in Conscious Millionaire, finding that inner purpose and bringing it into a big impact vision is a critical piece. But I've gotten to the point I cannot even begin to count the number of people who have pitched the exact same show. "I want to come on your show and talk about how to find your purpose." And I'm gone, we've done it. And there is nothing new to this story, even though it's a critical piece of Conscious Millionaire, but I can't do the show again. And they have nothing, they never have anything new to say about it. So that's the point of what you don't want to do. What you want to do is be an expert in an area nobody else has claimed, and that area is growing 10% or more. That's the STAR principle. We're here with Perry Marshall. He's the author of the book 80-20 Sales Marketing, and we'll be right back with the Conscious Millionaire questions. This is JV, and I want to take a moment to thank you for being a listener. As we move forward to a new era of providing the top coaching resources and programs for business coaches and consultants, it would mean a lot to me if you would provide me with some information about you and your business so we can bring you the guests that you want to hear from, cover topics that are going to solve your actual problems, and create programs and trainings at Conscious Millionaire that meet your specific needs. So if you're a business coach or consultant, would you please take 2 to 3 minutes to complete a short survey? You'd be helping us so we can help you better. To complete your survey, go to consciousmillionaire.com/my survey. That's consciousmillionaire.com/my survey. Again, you can complete your survey at consciousmillionaire.com/my survey. Welcome back. I'm your coach, JV Crum III, and thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire. We are the show for you, the business coach or consultant who wants to create your first million by making a difference. I'm here with our guest, Perry Marshall, author of the book 80-20 Sales Marketing, and we've been discussing the STAR principle for how to niche your coaching business to reach a million-dollar business. Up next, we've got the Conscious Millionaire questions, and the first question is about key belief. What is a key belief that you hold that's really helped you just push through and constantly get to that next level?
God is in a good mood today.
I love it. Well, folks, you may not know, but I've been traveling around right now. I'm in Monterey, which is on the Big Sur coast. And my joke about the Big Sur coast, and if you've been here, you'll know how true it is, God lives on the Big Sur coast because he's not stupid. Okay, so those are our two God beliefs for the day. What are three golden nuggets that you can share for business coaches and consultants to help them get to their first million?
So if you want to laser this down and assign a number to how nicheable is what you're doing, go to starprinciple.com, and there's a little 60-second quiz. You can just click some radio buttons and press submit, and it'll give you a score. And if you get over 100 points, you're a star business. If you get less than a points, you're not. It'll give you some pointers on how to niche it tighter, niche it better. Another tip is find a part of a market, a sub niche of a market where nobody's claimed number one position. Like if you can't be Coke, be Dr. Pepper. Or if you can't be Dr. Pepper, be 7-Up. But don't be Mr. Pibb.
Right. Got it. And the third one?
And the third one is understand that the 80-20 principle applies everywhere. And the 80-20 principle that says 80% of your work only achieves a fourth as much as you put into it, and 20% of your work achieves four times what you put into it. The inequality is always, always there.
And, you know, you've got your book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing. We're going to have a link to that and everything we're discussing on the show notes at Conscious Millionaire Show. What's a book that you'd like to recommend?
I would like to recommend that you read Richard Koch's book, The STAR Principle. I think it is the most underrated business book out there. And I've read a lot of business books. It's extraordinary.
And you know, Perry, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on what I call the new path to your first million, which is combining that big impact with big profits. What is the positive impact you're always seeking to get with your clients?
I want my clients to know that I care about them and to know that I steered them like away from the temporary shantytown technique to the enduring, permanent, eternal principle. I want people to get something that they can use for 20 years, not for 2 months.
And if people would want to reach out just to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is that if you go to perrymarshall.com, you'll find all of our stuff there and you'll find ways to get in touch. And you'll find our 80-20 book.
So now it's time for the 48-hour principle. You know, Perry, I know you've done this many, many times, so share us your inside secret. In 48 hours, you've got to identify and close a high-paying client. What are the steps you'll take?
I would do a discovery contract, okay? And so let's say that you want a $50,000 piece of business. Well, you know, everybody's got fence sitters and stuff like that. What I would go to the fence sitters and I would say, you know, before we even talk about, you know, a $50,000 project, here's what we need to do first, because I don't do quotes. What we do is a discovery that's maybe $5,000 or even $2,500, 5 to 10% of the total amount. And what we're going to do is we're going to thoroughly investigate your problem. And we're going to find where the cockroaches are. And I'm going to come back to you. And what you're going to have bought with your $5,000 is a map to exactly where the cockroaches are, so that you can, and I guarantee you, none of the other people that are looking at what you're doing have done that work. And then if it makes sense to go forward, I'll credit you the first part to the second part. But even if you go to somebody else, you'll know exactly where you need to focus.
I love that. It's a great approach. You know, as a business coach or consultant, a lot of times that big problem challenge comes along and you go, wow, I got to get this out of the way. You know what? You do. You got to solve it to get to your next level. That's how we all grow our business coaching and consulting practices. So you're a business coach and consultant. You're a trainer. What's that problem or challenge you're focused on so you can get to your next level, Perry?
For me right now, it's the fact that I have this very big spectrum of things that I do, from working with thousands of clients in 300 industries. And it's like I have this roadmap to almost anywhere, but I haven't figured out how to package it in a neat, tidy way so that it's easily explained and understood to the next person that comes along. I'm still wrestling with that. That's where I'm at right now.
And when this is all said and done, what's that legacy you want to leave?
I want to do two things. I want to start a second renaissance, because the first one was way too long ago, and I want to heal the rift between science and religion. And if I do those two things in my life, I would say I did a pretty good job.
And is there a cause you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, Children's Relief International, childrensrelief.com. They help the poorest kids in developing countries, and they have a great model for how they do it and make it successful.
Well, you know, it is gift time. And as I say, I don't know anybody who doesn't like a gift. Perry, what's the gift you have for everyone today? And then I'm going to tell them how to get it.
I'm going to give away a copy of 80/20 Sales and Marketing. This book will change your life, and it comes with the marketing DNA test, which we sell for $37. And it will tell you how you most effectively sell. And if you're a coach, it will tell you how to sell your coaching and how to not sell your coaching. And so many coaches are selling from their heels. They're selling from their weak spot instead of selling from their strength.
Well, and it's 1 cent, 1 penny to get this. I'm going to tell you how to do it by going to consciousmillionaireshow.com. Click on the big gold image at the top of the page. It says free gifts. Go in and you'll see the gift image, 80/20 Sales and Marketing book for 1 cent. Click on that and you'll see how to sign up to get it. I want to thank you again for showing up today. And I want to let you know, you showed up not for JV or Perry. You showed up for yourself because you're ready to take another step forward, and we're here. We got your back, and we want to help you take those steps so that you can turn your business coaching and consulting practice into a million-dollar practice. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Perry, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
JV, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.